I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, the courtship of baseball and beer, a match made in St. Louis. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce from Washington, D.C. this week for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
And beer came first. Remember that.
That's what I'm told. It's been less than a week since the first male professional athlete in a major sport came out as gay, and the sky hasn't fallen. And in fact, everyone from President Obama to Karl Malone has praised NBA free agent Jason Collins. Have you been surprised at the overwhelmingly positive reaction to this story?
Among the elite athletes and elite celebrities, I'm not surprised by this at all. I think it will be a considerably bigger event when some star high school center in a town you've never heard of comes out in his local newspaper, because I think that's where the real impact of this decision is going to be made or not made.
The Golden State Warriors became the underdogs to watch in the NBA postseason currently underway with their exciting Game 6 win over the Denver Nuggets. What do you think? Can they keep it up against the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference semifinal?
No, because the San Antonio Spurs are a bunch of stubborn old men who won't get out of the way. I mean, this is a team that, you know, according to all the experts, passed its sell-by date 2 years ago. They just get to the playoffs and they don't lose.
LeBron James has pledged $1 million to build a new gym for his alma mater, St. Vincent St. Mary High School. And in addition, he's buying the latest style of new uniforms for all the teams at that school. And he's sending a gift to this year's graduating class. So how long before they name the place King James High School?
I don't know, but I'm certain. I think he's probably got the inside track for Alumnus of the Year.
The Pittsburgh Penguins had been anxiously awaiting the return of their star, Sidney Crosby, since young Mr. Crosby took a slap shot to the face back on March 30th. He's back now, and the Penguins are playing the New York Islanders, a team that Crosby has performed particularly well against this season. Good timing by him, huh?
Yeah, I think it's a good way for him to work back into the playoffs, and it's certainly good for the NHL to have him back.
It has always been big news when franchise records are broken, except when that franchise is the 19-year-old Anaheim Ducks. This week, Francois Beauchemin set a Ducks record for goals by a defenseman in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and when a reporter told him that he had done that, Beauchemin's response was, "Oh, really?" So it's it's good to know they're paying attention to history out there in Orange County.
I was about to say, in Orange County, history is what happened at Chipotle 15 minutes ago.
The Atlanta Falcons are planning what has been termed, quote, a futuristic stadium. It's going to cost about $1 billion as long as there are no cost overruns, and I'm sure there won't be any. It will include something called a, quote, center oculus and impact seats, whatever they might be, and I wonder if it will also include a good football team.
That's really great in case the NFL ever expands to, like, the Klingon Empire. What on earth is a great central oculus?
Oh, this one I do know. It's a roof that opens like the shutter eye of a camera.
Okay, and to what purpose besides letting like the outside in? Are there going to be sound effects? Because that would be great. It's all fun and games until the folks from Andromeda show up and start eating people. That's all I've got to say. I'm making jokes because I'm still stuck on the whole $1 billion stadium thing.
Despite a new poll suggesting that 4 out of 5 Americans support the name of the NFL franchise right there in Washington, City Councilman David Grosso is proposing the name be changed to the Red Tails after the nickname of the Tuskegee Airmen. He says fans could still sing the team song since the new name has the same number of syllables as the old name, so I guess that's settled.
Yeah, it's a big deal down here. They should get rid of the nickname. The nickname is a racial slur, and it's embarrassing to them, and it's embarrassing to the city, and it's embarrassing to the NFL, and it's embarrassing to the 21st century. I'm perfectly fine with Red Tails.
Pitcher Clay Buchholz, who's been having a fantastic season with the Boston Red Sox so far, was accused this week of throwing spitballs. Jack Morris, a pretty good pitcher himself in his day and now a broadcaster, says Buchholz is doing the same thing Gaylord Perry, quote, made a career out of. Well, certainly worked for Perry.
I was about to say, and your point is?
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Although, isn't it terrific, though, to have, like, a real baseball controversy again instead of talking about, like, biochemistry and stuff?
I am all for it, absolutely. Tom Ricketts, the owner of the Cubs, is so concerned about possibly not being allowed to add a big video screen to Wrigley Field that this week he has threatened to move the team, and the independent league Schaumburg Boomers have offered up their 7,000-seat stadium to the Cubs, but only if the Cubs give the Boomers first dibs on game dates. How can they turn down that deal? Sounds terrific.
It's an example that the owners of and fans of the Schaumburg Boomers recognize what a joke Tom Ricketts is as an owner. He's not going to move the Cubs from Wrigley. He's not going to going to be the most hated man in Chicago for the rest of his life. And just because they won't let him at a video screen, he's going to have his little tantrum and the Schaumburg people are going to laugh at him.
Monday night was Josh Hamilton Appreciation Night at the Oakland Coliseum. Hamilton plays for the visiting Anaheim Angels, but last year, while with the Texas Rangers, he dropped a fly ball that helped the A's win the American League West. So what do you think Hamilton did when, on his night, A's fans started throwing Butterfingers candy bars at him during pregame warmups?
First, giant props to A's fans for thinking up the idea of throwing Butterfingers at him. But even bigger props to Josh Hamilton for picking up the candy bars and eating them. This didn't happen when people used to throw, like, batteries at people.
No, exactly right. And finally, Charlie, fans of the Bulgarian soccer team CSKA Sofia are upset about the way their team is being run. Early this week, some of them dug a big hole in the middle of the field where CSKA Sofia plays, and they put up a tombstone inscribed with the name of the company that owns the team. I don't know whether these fans should be applauded for creativity or charged with vandalism. What do you think?
Well, they should be really applauded if they fill the great big hole with Butterfingers. But how did they manage to get into the stadium and dig the big hole?
I think security was probably lax.
I think security was in on the gag is what I think.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among other places. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.